Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Beck and Jackson here. This week we're talking on the topic of purpose. So let's jump in.
Yeah, so we're talking about purpose today, wrapping up First Things First. It's been such a good series. I've loved it.
Yes.
Of just like putting God first in each of those different areas, like prayer, the word, stewardship. Today we're talking about purpose, which I think is like a pretty easy topic for people to grasp. Last week, stewardship, it was like, what does that even mean?
Yep.
Very like Christian word, but purpose, I feel like everyone understands that.
Everyone has a purpose and understands it.
But and has a desire to live for a purpose. Like, what are we all here for?
Living on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it can be so easy in that to just live a busy life, to like fill your calendar and go, I'm doing all these things. I'm living with purpose, but then still just like feeling so empty at the end of it, which I've definitely faced that in life. Like,
there's a lot that when we kind of like grab a purpose and we attach ourselves to a purpose and we realize that that becomes the like the fulfillment of ourselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're left sitting there back being like, okay, I got there, but now what? And then there's like a little bit of emptiness. I think what I've loved about this whole series is it's just realigning things like our purposes, like our prayer, like our, you know, even reading the word. I've found it all so challenging, which is, I think is good. Like if something's challenging, it's good. So today, if this is hitting, you know, your purpose and poking those things, I think it's a good thing. It's good to sit in it and kind of go wrestle with it, because we all can create purposes for our lives. We can say, hey, this is what I think me being here on earth is designed to be. But I think sometimes that can leave us feeling like a sense of unfulfillment. And have you ever experienced
that? It just never has an end goal.
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally.
And like that end goal keeps moving. And so you're just like, oh, I thought when I got that promotion or when I achieved this thing that I would have fulfilled my purpose, but you're never going to.
Yeah. And or even like, just this, even if your purpose is to hustle, like where does that lead you to? And like, how are you feeling in that? Because like hustle culture is a great thing, but it also can lead to burnout and can lead you to that place where you're just left still feeling empty. You might have gotten to the highest heights or earned that pay packet or gotten those things that you wanted to achieve, but like you're kind of left feeling like, well, was that purpose or was that like, what is that meaning to my life?
Yeah. Is it just because everyone else is saying that that's what success looks like?
Yeah. I guess that's what like the, you know, you see it on TikTok, you see it on Instagram, everyone's saying like success and your purpose should lead towards that success. But like what actually is success? What does that mean in light of our lives on earth, but also like eternal? Like what can you take to heaven?
Yeah.
What
what are you left with at the end of your life?
Everything that's like
big question.
Built. Everything you've worked in, what is your purpose? So it's a really big question, and I think also something to just wrestle with at the top of the year to just get that realigned so that what you're doing, how you're living throughout this year, it's got that in mind.
Yeah. Why do you, or not why, but how do you think that that like contradicts with what the Bible might say or what God might say? Because I think like something like in the Bible, the disciples talking to Jesus say like, what is the greatest commandment? Like you've laid out all these things of how we should live, but like what is the greatest? And he says, love God and love others.
Yeah.
And it's like match that up next to you need to pursue this money, you need to seek this goal.
Yeah.
And that just like doesn't
correlate. I think what I've found throughout this whole series is actually just like working out like what are you putting at the top? What are you putting first?
Yeah.
And like obviously putting God first in this, but seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added to you. I think what the Bible kind of contradicts what the world says where it's like go and get it.
Yeah.
But the Bible's actually saying no, like seek first and these things will come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So when it kind of comes to like purpose, that will come to you if you're seeking first God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And I would say probably like a fear or hesitance around the idea of letting someone like God be in control of your life is it feels like you're letting go of control.
Yeah.
But as you said, like he promises, like, seek first my kingdom and these things will be added. It's not like seek first my kingdom and I like might decide if like you should get some good things in your life. Like there are so many scriptures that are like things will work together for the good of those that love him. Like all these things will be added.
He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Like that scripture in context is talking before about it. Don't be anxious for the things like clothes. What are you going to wear? What are you going to eat? And those are the things that we kind of attach to the success things. Like I want success so that I can wear the clothes or, and that's what, you know, what we're shown.
Keep up
the image. Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Like,
I could not. I don't even think I want to anyway, because that is, that's not goals for me.
Fair enough, Jackson. Fair enough for you.
Yeah, but I think what God offers in that is like, you know, but sit by seeking first, all these things will be added unto you. But also like the things like that you're anxious about in a getting, that actually is removed.
Yeah.
And for me, I think that is something that I would rather forego. Anxiety for letting go of control of what my purpose might be.
Yeah.
Because when I put it in the hands of someone like God, he's actually going to go and turn it around and do things that I could never imagine myself doing, like being on a podcast. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's one of the cool things about, you know, reprioritizing your purpose in that kind of way. And I think we were talking about the idea of fulfillment, but I think it also, with that comes peace. Like, there's a reassurance, as I was saying before, there's that scripture, like he has the plans and purposes for our lives. What that kind of takes the pressure off a bit, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not, seriously. I don't have to come up with those plans.
Yeah.
He has them. So, yeah.
And it like also, it's in partnership with him. It's not just that he's then dictating and we're just these robots that follow. Like it's partnership and we, like he knows the desires of our hearts. And so it's not going to be something. Yes, sometimes he calls us to think beyond what we might have thought for ourselves, but he's not going to just like, I don't know, call you to something that you're going to hate, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And especially if it's something that like, I think it'll challenge you.
Yeah.
I think that isn't that living on with a life of purpose?
Yeah.
If something's not challenging you.
Yeah.
Because I think, we aren't called to just sit around the house and do nothing. I think especially, you know, when God is involved in our lives and he is first, there is a calling.
Yeah.
Which, as you're saying, you know, love yourself and love your neighbor, but it's like there is a commission also within that we're to go into all the world. And I think that is going to challenge us. It's going to feel hard. I know as I've grown over the years, I've felt that challenge and been challenged by it. And it's not that God's going to like make everything completely smooth and easy for us. But I think in that with there, he shows us purpose, fulfillment, and there's also like a grace that you get, right?
Totally.
Where you can feel like you're not actually getting burnt out or cooked on a hustle culture that is just a hamster in a wheel. Like, So.
Well, yeah, because things like purpose and vision, like you said, things aren't always going to be easy. Like, they're the things that help you to keep going in that. And like when, things just aren't going the way that you expected them to or the way that you would desire them to, having something like an inner purpose or a vision for your life and for potential next steps, like we're saying, start of the year, setting up your year, to just be like, okay, no matter what happens, like I've still got still got these things. And yeah. because God's at the center of it all, I have to believe that like it will work together.
It's like having good. like a true north or yeah, like exactly. something that yeah. you can keep on. And the modality is in how, like the purpose that you're living in.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, like what separates, you know, the kingdom of God and the world in those things is what is their true north, number yeah. one, but also how they're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we kind of put first our purpose in God, I think it's not just he's giving us a true north, but he's giving us an ease. Because like, you know, I was thinking about it just before, like there's a scripture in Matthew. It says, are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me and you'll recover your life. Mm. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace.
Mm.
I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keeping company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Beautiful.
it's like when I read it, I just feel, oh.
Yeah, like, seriously.
And just unpacking what that looks like, that is a purpose and how God's intending us to like walk with me and work with me. And what you're saying before, it's in partnership.
Yeah, it's not a call to just stop everything.
Yeah.
And like be like, no, he's in control. He's going to do it all. I get to just like lay on the floor.
Yeah.
It's, come and do it with me. I'll be by your side. I'll show you the way.
Yeah. It's contrary to apathy. Like it's, it's like actually come and work with me and walk with me.
Mm.
But it's in the unforced rhythms of grace. You're not pushing water up a hill.
Mm.
Like, and it's going to challenge you, but it's also going to give you things like vision.
Yeah, yeah.
And a vision for your life and a vision to kind of head towards, which,
Yeah. Speaking of vision, we as a church, we typically have a vision for the year. Each year we have a different one. And this weekend at church, we are unpacking our vision for the year for our church.
For the year. Woohoo.
So exciting. Good I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
So if you are just looking for some sort of direction, some sort of purpose this year, if you're maybe just inquiring about God, testing out who we might be, what this all means, what does church look like, what even is all that, we encourage you, come along to our church. We have 4 locations across Sydney. If you head to c3syd.church, you can find the one near you, plan your visit, come and hear our vision, come and catch that like purpose for your life and test it out.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Come and say hi to us. We want to say hi to you.
Yeah.
So we look forward to seeing you there.
We'll see you there.